皆さんようこそ。世界中が待ちに待ったピチカート5の新しいアルバムが。
Hello?
Hi, is this Daniel?
That's me.
You're live on PNS Explosion.
Oh, hallelujah. It finally happened.
Now, we are really excited because you work at one of our favorite restaurants.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Hi,
yes.
Daniel. This is Patrick.
Hi, Patrick.
And that was Noah that was talking to you. Daniel, you're a long-time listener, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been listening since the very beginning.
And so we were caught off guard because I posted a picture, as I said a little bit ago, of Munchkins, and you had posted that you worked there and gave us a little secret about Munchkins, which is...
They're fried, frozen, and then baked again. And then you shove them in your ass.
That's what some people do. I shove them in other people's asses.
Well, you know, they're already lubricated.
They are. They've got a nice...
The glazed ones are.
The ones with the little, like, Christmas dots on them are a little harder to
with the jimmies?
The jimmies, they're harder to
get.
Yeah,
those are a little,
So Dan,
no, I really am not worried about it.
So, Daniel, tell us a little bit about yourself, since we're going to talk to you about donuts, which we love talking about. Where are you from?
Okay. Charleston, South Carolina, the land of big fetches.
Nice.
And how did you find Penis Explosion?
I just wrote gay into the search field of iTunes.
And you found a little old us.
Yeah, you and Pizza Fools are the only ones.
How dare you?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
How dare you!
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 519 of the BFO for Friday, the 29th of January! 2010. Y'all coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got a list. And I have got the coupon, and I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, it has been a hell of a work week. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. And before we go any further, I played the voice letters on yesterday's show, and y'all, everybody seems to like it when Guru Nudie has the laryngitis. So Guru Nudie, if you would call in more often when you have the laryngitis, because I believe there are several people who began touching themselves inappropriately or perhaps appropriately when they
heard that Big Freddy, this is Guru Nudie, Brenda Vaccaro
voice, and I believe one of those may have been that Kim Beaver, and y'all, just wanted to let you know, after I had posted that show, I got another phone call in from the Gay Country Boy. And y'all, he has put out another show, and y'all, it's an hour and a half long. I could not believe it. And y'all, evidently, throughout the entire show, he masturbated on camera with the guy that was on the show with him. Because they kept saying, look at that thing getting big. Oh, dear gushy. And, y'all, if you got it, masturbate it, you know? If you got it, masturbate it, Big... No, you can't make that the title, Big Fatty. Okay! Oh, I've got those voices. Oh, Big Fatty's fucked up everything! Well, y'all, you know what I'm not gonna fuck up. It's time to choose the number one fan of the BFO for 20 and 10. Just send Big Fatty an e-letter by Friday, February the 5th. And in 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you're the number one fan, and we'll have the drawing during the halftime of the
Big
Super
Game.
Dear Gussie, y'all, I have just been overwhelmed by the response to the entries into the number one fan. Y'all, I'm going over here to the Gmail right now, over to the e-letters, and y'all, I have received an entry from Teresa out there in the Seattles, and y'all, Teresa says, I am Big Fatty's biggest fan because not only do I love Big Fatty's show, I love Big Fatty. I have even persuaded my mother and sister to listen, and I have a picture of him in my cube at work. Now, y'all, that sounds dirty, but it's not. And y'all, she obviously, Teresa obviously does not love her mother or sister because she's persuaded them to listen to the BFO. But Teresa, you will be going into the colostomy bag. Let's go back over here to the inbox. Y'all, also, I have received an entry from Miss Kathy Bacon. And Miss Kathy Bacon says, "You do not have to pick me. I know there are more dedicated listeners, but this is the list of reasons why you should pick me that comes to mind. Number one, Metro. Number two, sign in the Metro. Number three, cold. Not so much that it was cold, but more so that I had to listen to you bitching about it. Four, Vermont, the sign that I got a picture of. Five, Chinese, thanks again. 6 through 16, you said I was fatter than I thought I was. Oh, dear gussie. 17 through 18, Horror Hotel. 19 through 20, Over-fibering. And 21 through 25, you said Larry was there. I can iron on the back of my BFO bag, risk my life to meet the fat one, and all I got was this bag. Pick me, pick me." Okay, so Miss Kathy Bacon will also go in the colostomy bag. And y'all, that's it. That's it. Nobody else wants to be the number one fan of the BFO. And, you know, that's fine. That is just fine and dandy. I'll remember that. Yes, yes, I will. And y'all, Next Friday is the 5th of February, and that is the deadline for entering, y'all. So you've got all weekend to get it in gear and all of next week, but after Friday of next week, no, you are not going to be the number one fan, because, y'all, the halftime of the big game is on Sunday the 7th. Yes! And y'all, and then, this is just a little preview here, then Big Fatty is heading to the Horror Hotel for the big leather contest, and I'll be going over there on the 10th of February through the 15th. And y'all, Tuesday, I'm having my yearly fiscal. Yes! And y'all, you know, the hardest part of that is when they snap on the rubber glove and lube up the digital rectal exam, and Big Fatty having to pretend like it hurts. Oh, Big Fatty, why did you go there? That's just vulgar. Just vulgar. Y'all, I have missed some additional birthdays. And y'all, we need to recognize these exits from the birth canal. And y'all, basically, all I can say is there was a lot of fucking going on in April. Y'all, people like to fuck in April, is all I can say. Because y'all, that Brian and David, both of them out there in Denver, they both had birthdays earlier in the month. And Brett Pratty, you forgot it. Yes, I did. Yes. And, well, you know, what can I say? And David wrote me a nice little e-letter. And y'all, I tried to respond to him, and it keeps bouncing back. And I just don't understand it. There are a couple people that it always bounces back. Bill in St. Louis, who is the current number one fan of the BFO, and David in Denver. Yes, Big Fatty can't e-letter them for some reason, and I don't know why. Also, y'all, a belated birthday to David, that jeans guy. And I have some friends here that would like to wish him a happy belated birthday also. So, David, a happy belated birthday from Big Fatty and the Crickets. And so, anyway, y'all, I know you've all heard about the iPad. And I hear it is quite absorbent. But it's suckering everyone in. And y'all, I'm not sure Big Fatty is going to get one. Because, you know, I just don't know that it... But maybe once I touch it. Oh! Because, you know, it's a jumbo inappropriate touch. But it's much more than just that. And y'all, I'm gonna go out. In fact, this may be breaking news. This is in from the podcast coroner's desk. Evidently, Archer is officially dead because he didn't do a podcast about the iPad or the State of the Union. Y'all, this is unheard of. This is absolutely unheard of. Although I did see a Twitty saying that, yes, I must have the iPad, you know, because he's already got a Kindle. And, you know, I don't know. So, y'all, and I believe the iPad is going to be better known as the Kindle Killer. Yes! So, y'all, Big Fighty went to the Publix on Wednesday night, and I just didn't have time to tell you about the coupon yesterday. But, y'all, they have the good coffee on sale. And, you know, Big Fighty loves the 8 o'clock coffee, the Colombian blend whole bean. And that's whole with a W. And, y'all, they also, what else? I got something else. Oh, the good bacon was on sale also. And, what else? There was something else that I said, oh, Big Fighty, you must remember to tell everybody about this. Well, I don't fucking see it on here. But, anyway, y'all, I spent $33.16, and I saved $18.28. And, y'all, the penny coupon was for the Publix special roast coffee. And so I got that, and y'all, I'll probably donate that to some sort of food bank or something. Because, you know, I like the 8 o'clock coffee. Yes, Big Fighter, you just told us that. You do not have to remind us of that again. Please, for the love of God, move on. Y'all, one thing I want to talk to you about, and this is kind of memory lane-ish, and I know that some of the older listeners to the BFO, that Arthur down there in the New Zealand, he'll probably remember this, and I'm quite well. You can never be sure of the state of the memory of the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh yes.
And y'all, what I want to talk to you about is seasonal vegetables and fruits. Because y'all, when Big Fatty was growing up, you could not get like strawberries any time of the year or oranges any time of the year, grapefruit, any of that kind of stuff. It was seasonal. And, you know, the good apples came out in the fall. You'd look forward to the apples in the fall. And then when you got to the wintertime, you'd have the good citrus. And then in the spring and the summer, you'd have the really good, juicy, tasty, sweet strawberries. But y'all, you can get that shit anytime nowadays. And y'all, it's just not as good. It's just not as good. It's just like when I went out to the Sam's Club last weekend. I think that's when I went. anyway. Y'all, I bought a bag of California oranges, the navel oranges. And y'all, I peeled one the other night, and I took the first bite of it, and it was absolutely flavorless. And y'all, I bought them because they were the California, because I was afraid that they'd try to pull a fast one on us by putting that frosty fruit from Florida, from down there in Big Ricky territory. They would try to get that into the stoves for you to buy it, and you know it was frosty fruit, and you know you don't want the frosty fruit, y'all. And but y'all, I tried this orange and it had absolutely no flavor, and I thought, well, okay, Big Fighty, maybe it was just that one orange. So I took another of the navel oranges out, and then had it, and it had a little bit of flavor, but y'all, it was just not good, just yummy, delicious, citrusy, orangey orange, like the stuff used to be. And y'all, when you couldn't get it, and you know, sometimes they bring it up you know, like from Venezuela, and all that Mexican fruit is, y'all, it just don't taste right. And y'all, that's why I think a lot of people enjoy having their own gardens. And, because, you know, like my brother over there in the Hatlanta, he will do a garden every year, and he will get the tomatoes, which Big Fatty does not care for tomatoes, but y'all, he will grow some hot peppers, and he'll grow cone, and y'all, the cone is just delicious. By the way, I am looking at the weather rat right now, and y'all, he is showing that we may be in for a little wintry mix on Saturday, on Tamari. And y'all, up there in North Kakalaki, up there where Moose is, and some other listeners, I think Julie is up there also, and there's a, is it Stacy that's up there, I think? But you know, y'all, I probably shouldn't even mention their names, because they've not entered the biggest fan contest. I bet Bunny Rabbit wants to enter. But no, Moose will not let me enter. I am Bunny Rabbit, and I cannot type. And y'all, there's just so many. I mean, the farmer and Pokey, where is he? Where is he for entering the contest and all? Perfetti, I've given up on him. But y'all, evidently, everybody in the North Kakalaki is in for the wintry shutdown. It's just going to shut it down. Shut it down, Big Friday. Just shut it down. What we want you to do with the podcast. Sorry, I'm not shutting it down. But anyway, y'all, I'm looking at my list here. Have I covered everything? Oh, no, I haven't. Y'all, I have spoken to the one and only Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And y'all, evidently there will be an LFC V13 later tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern, the Eastern time zone, which of course, as we all know, is the only time zone that matters. So y'all, if you can join us at thepride48.com, remember Big Fatty is only... Big Fatty is the pretty one there, and I know you're thinking, Big Fatty hadn't even posted last week's show yet. Why should we come back? Will you come back for Big Fatty? Y'all, I do not control Mr. Vader, and so you just have to do that. Y'all, I've gotten some Twitter requests. Ant out there in the San Fran requested to follow Big Fatty, and Big Fatty just requested right back. But y'all, I had some others over here that I'm not going to approve them until I know who these people are. So if you are listening to the sound of my voice, dear gushy Big Fatty, what else would be listening to the sound of your farting? Y'all, speaking of that, Moose sent that sea hag a damn remote control fart machine, and y'all, she's like a little 8-year-old. Pushing the button, y'all, all I got to do is raise up my left cheek, and I can do that. So anyway, but y'all, I've got several people on here that I'm sure some of them are the what do they call those things, the spam, it's the robots. And y'all, but I've got one here from Bear Jock Swap. I've got one from E. Waters 8. I've got one from Queer Unity. I've got one from The Cortez. Singing Swift. And Kelly Bassett. Now, y'all, if you are in any of those and you want to follow Big Fatty, y'all, you're going to have to send me a note. And y'all, if you don't find time this weekend to send Big Fatty an e-letter saying why you want to be the number one fan, then y'all, I have no alternative than to turn to you and say...
How dare you?
How dare you indeed?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.